not just the end of any one life, my life or your life, but the end of everything, or very nearly so, then anybody who would come along who would, in effect, work miracles, put it in quotes, to fix the environment or whatever threatened our end, our virtual end, how would we not either worship that person or that entity as a god? How would we...
Well, let's put things in perspective.
How would we not be fooled?
I understand. At what cost, though? So as individuals, you and I perhaps, you know, nominally have maybe 30 years left of life. Just, you know, nominally.
No, that's probably right.
Yeah. So what happens when we die? Our souls are harvested off this planet. This is a garden. Our souls leave, everything else stays. So somebody is harvesting souls. There's a system out there. Let's just use operations research and system analysis and look at this. Somebody has planted this planet and is harvesting souls. You and I are going to be harvested, right? By some system. Now, it's the system. It's what the system wants that's important, not you and I as individuals, and it wants our souls. Now, there seems to be some competition for these, and that's all that I'm suggesting, period.
Well, I'm wondering, the way you have described the competition, Ed, how anybody is going to resist.
It will be irresistible. What I'm saying is run. Run like hell.
Oh, I think most students of the Bible are shaking their head yes and saying, yes, I know exactly what he's talking about.
But it's going to be very tempting. I agree with you. And especially us who are externally fixated and...
But what do we associate miracles with if not God?
Well, you know, if you understand the system, if you can see what the mechanics and the dynamics and perceive what's going on, there really aren't any miracles per se. It's all natural. The supernatural is only super because it's invisible. That's where this idea of faith comes in. But as remote viewers, as a technical remote viewer, you get to see the system out there, whether it's invisible or not, and how it works, and what the dynamics and the mechanics are, and what the system standards and demands are, and then you get to choose. You're in more of a position to make a choice. That's all. I won't talk in terms of responsibility or duty or anything else, but you're in a better position. You're armed with more information with which to make a choice, period.
And behind this, I would take it, is His Eminence of the below place, Satan, Lucifer, which you remote-viewed yourself, right?
If you remote-view the concept of hell, it is associated with the idea of two things. One, this false prophet. The matrix, what we call the matrix, the collective unconscious where all information is stored, the patterns.
Yes.
When you go into this as a trained remote viewer, as a professional, and you look at the topic of hell just as an idea.
Right.
You could look at Atlantis or Guinevere or Quetzalcoatl, the Inca sun god, but you go in with hell. What pops out is this false prophet that's on its way, and the idea of the murder and the torture of children. Those two things pop out of that search. By the way, there's a percentage of these mind dazzle sales go toward support my institute's Operation Goldeneye, which is funded by me. We search for child murderers. Right now, if you go to my website, you'll see.
You're very close to one, aren't you?
We have pinpointed. We know that one child was murdered on the night of her abduction. We have identified her murderer, and now we almost have a pinpoint location on her body. So the money from the sales goes to a dog, get our dog on the ground, and get us in place so we can dig her up with her father by our side.
You're going to do that?
Yes, we are. And that's why I don't talk about remote viewing. I'd rather do it, Art. I'd rather apply it and go out in the field and show people what we can do it and how, what a wonderful tool it is, rather than just talk about it. I'd rather just use the time and my resources to do this. And this is the choice.
But your discussions about remote viewing are not without tremendous benefit for an awful lot of people who don't know a darn thing about it. And you know, if some of the people in the listening audience could see what I have seen with regard to remote viewing, or maybe go to one of these big confabs like in Las Vegas, they would come away from it with a solid understanding that this is as real as anything around you. Remote viewing is real, demonstrated again and again and again and again. It does work?
It's a growing. It's a growing science.
Even the CIA knew that this. That's right.
Consciousness but, might be a new industry.
But Ed, you can't understate the importance of educating the American people and beyond with this show about what this is, because it is real. And so they're finally understanding it one of these days is really important. And when you talk about it, you impart that understanding. So that's not a trivial matter.
Well, I don't think I was suggesting that it was. If I did...
I know you'd rather be doing it than talking about it, but I'm trying to say talking about it so that eventually something is done is probably pretty important stuff.
Well, no, I don't mean... I enjoy doing your show. I've been doing it for 4 years, even before I had products to sell. I enjoyed doing the show in order to educate people about what remote viewing is and what it's not. So, but I do limit my public discussions pretty much to your show and a few special television programs now and then.
Yeah, I know. I know. I've always wondered about that.
Well, because I like to apply what we find in our workshops and in our classroom, take it out into the field.
But I mean, why restrict yourself to my program? You have done that over the years. It's quite true.
Yes.
Radio-wise, how come?
Quality.
I mean, you were doing that when I wasn't half the size that I am right now. We're rounding 500 affiliates here, and you were on way, way long ago, and you kind of stayed right here and didn't go elsewhere, and I know you had a million offers, so...
Yeah, substance over style. It go with a winning team, and it's quality, just quality. It's a quality show. I go with quality.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
That's true.
You do understand, Ed... You do understand that when you say the things you say, which are very blunt and very worrisome and very concerning for everybody, that those who want to reject what you say, want to put their head in the sand, and when it comes to subjects like this, there are a lot of people who want to put their heads in the sand, understandably. They get angry. You know that.
Yes, I'm about ready to put my armor on and get all my bandages ready here.
Well, you get what you get, you know, but I do see a lot of that. I mean, you're a very controversial guy, and the people who don't like what you say, they get angry because they just don't want to face it, and it's much easier to say, oh, what a fraud, you know, what a fake.
Sure. Witness the turtle. It only makes progress by sticking its neck out.
Dead right. Ed, thank you.
My pleasure's mine, Art.
Good night.
Good night.
Well, all right, folks. That's all we've got time for tonight. As I mentioned to you, coming up on Monday night, there'll be a repeat as I take a day off. And that repeat will be a remarkable program to hear with Dr. David Anderson and one of the wildest shows I've ever done on the subject of time travel. It's one you don't want to miss. He's actually doing it now in the lab. I'm serious, and if you'll listen Monday night, you'll understand. From the high desert, I'm Art Bell. Ta-ta.